Dr. Sumita from Kapar. As you guys know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care to kids who are in need and their families. In today's episode, I am going to talk to you about different levels of autism. According to statistical analysis, roughly 23 of every 10,000 children have autism. The signs of this condition are being seen at young age, but not everyone comes to know of the condition till a young age. Autism is a developmental disorder. The symptoms ranges from mild to severe. To reflect the range of potential symptoms and their severity, autism is now called autism spectrum disorder. The new guidelines for categorizing autism by level has replaced other neurodevelopmental disorders that shared symptoms with autism, such as Asperger's syndrome. There are three levels, each reflecting a different level of support someone may need. To determine levels of autism, doctors take two things in account: abilities of social communication and restricted repetitive behaviors. Now, let us know the different levels of autism and its symptoms in brief. Mild. In this, people of this level usually face many difficulties in interacting socially and they might also require some support. It might be very difficult for them to begin interaction and they might find it difficult to respond to other people and they might lose interest in people quickly. So, they might not be able to make many friends, especially without the required amount of support. They might also be very inflexible. They might have to face a lot of difficulty in adjusting to the new environment. The next level is moderate. The moderate level might require more support than the people who are in mild stage. These people might suffer more while interacting socially than the upper level. Even when they do have support, it might be very challenging for them to continue in a conversation and they may also respond inappropriately. They might only speak whenever it was required. They might not understand the nonverbal communication and they might face many problems in communicating with the person whom they might be communicating with. They might also be more inflexible than the kids on mild stage. The next level is severe. These are the most severe kind of autism. These people might be facing severe issues in the verbal and nonverbal communication. They just avoid any kind of interaction, and even if they have to, they have very limited communication with the people. They may keep on repeating the behaviors again and again and might be very restrictive about their behaviors. Their reactions are strong and they may also distress any kind of situation with their behaviors. So, it is extremely important that they should get the required amount of support that they need, otherwise they may not be able to survive. By the content, we are clear about the different levels of autism. Now, it is extremely important that you should be aware of the symptoms of autism socially and their behaviors as well, so that you are aware of them and can help in extending the support to the required people. It would be great help for them that they should be taken to the required doctors who can understand their situation, and thus it would be really helpful for them as someone would be able to understand their situation and they would get the required amount of help. So, keep an eye on the symptoms. Social symptoms. Facing difficulty in starting or maintaining a conversation. They may respond inappropriately to others. They may be interested in discussing their interests in detail with people only whom they know. They might avoid any kind of eye contact. Their facial expressions might not match with the topic of the conversation. They may face a lot of problems in understanding the other's perspective and they might just believe more on theirs. Their expressive and repetitive abilities may not be up to the mark. Behavioral symptoms. They have strong repetitive behaviors. They maintain distance from others. They may have obsessive disorders. They may have a high level of interest in such subjects like mathematics and art. They may not be able to cope up with the new situation. They might be very sensitive to the loud voices. They might just hate the loud voices. They may also have many problems while they try to sleep. Now let us talk about the treatment of levels of autism. You have to understand that autism is a lifelong condition and the medicines cannot be helpful in the treatment. Only the therapist and support can help them in improving their situation. So, some of the most common symptoms are that they are major irritated, they may be very aggressive, they might have oppressive behavior, they may be very hyper, they may be impulsive, they might not pay attention to the details, their mood might change within minutes, and they may also have the anxiety related issues. These people might be given the educational and behavioral therapies that can help young children suffering from autism to improve their situation. As the child might find it very difficult to understand the conversation and to maintain it, these therapies might also require the family members to attend the therapies so that they can understand how to handle a situation with the children who are suffering from autism. Outlook of people. The people might be looking at these people from a different outlook. Some people might be sympathetic towards these people while others might not be sympathetic. Some of the people might be able to understand their situation, whereas there might be some that might not understand their situation. It is extremely important that the people should understand their situation, and instead of making fun of them, they should try to understand the situation and should extend their support to these people. So, society needs to change their outlook for autism. It would solve many problems. If the outlook of society would change for the people suffering from autism, would change once, it will solve the problem for all times. No one would face any kind of problem if the society is well aware of this situation and they should know how to handle the required situation. So, it is extremely important that the situation should change with a change in the outlook. It would make it easy for people suffering from autism to live and get adjusted in this world. It would make the world easier for them and their condition might improve. I hope you got something about the levels of autism, symptoms and treatment. I know you may have doubts and questions about this. Don't be hesitate to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you at any time. Feel free to contact me. To know more updates on autism, visit our website www.kaparforautism.com. So today, I'm going to wind up this session. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic, and by this, I'm signing off. Bye.